Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for morning baseball. An 11:05 start between the Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined for today's pregame interview by James Meeker, the guy with 6 strikeouts last night for a new career high. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
6 strikeouts last night. That's got to feel good to start a series.
It felt awesome. Felt really good. Start the season off like that. So let's hopefully keep it rolling.
Does it make you feel better, too, to do it against a Rocket City offense that's really been rolling the last couple weeks?
For sure, yeah. It's always good to do no matter who you're facing, but yeah, it's a little extra when you're facing a good offense like them.
How are you enjoying Double-A as well? You had a cup of coffee at the end of last year, but now up full-time in Double-A, and you're pitching real well.
Yeah, I love it here. It's definitely a lot better weather than Appleton at the beginning of the year, though I love Appleton, but yeah, good group of guys here, and it's been a lot of fun.
What's it been like moving up from high A to double A? Because that's a big talent jump for the guys you're facing.
Yeah, it definitely is. You kind of try to make it not about that and just go out and do your thing. But it's been interesting, but a lot of fun.
Well, talking about just going out and doing your thing, you've been doing that for a while now, and it's been working really well. This past winter, you played in the Australian Baseball League with the Brisbane Bandits and did not allow a run. How fun is that?
That was a lot of fun. It was one of the best experiences of my life. Obviously threw pretty well there. It's not all me. It's a lot of other factors involved, but it was very, very cool.
How did you end up in Australia? Because you're not from Australia, and that is very, very far away from the United States. How'd you end up there for winter ball?
The Brewers approached me at the end of last year about going playing winter ball over in Australia, and thought about it for a bit and thought it'd be a good opportunity for me, and that all worked out well.
What was your favorite part, not just playing baseball in Australia, but living in Australia? Because that is a different world. It's summer there while it's winter here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably that itself. I mean, growing up in Pittsburgh, calling Pittsburgh home, normally the off season's a lot of snow and a lot of cloudy days, cold, and our off days in Australia were going to the beach, nice sun. It was different in a good way, for sure.
That's one fun way to spend an off season.
No doubt about it, yeah. And again, we had a couple other Brewers guys there, so we made the most of it. It was a lot of fun.
You also played against your bullpen coach this year, Josh Spence, who works with the Adelaide Giants. Have you brought it up to anything to him this year? Because the Bandits had a great season.
Yeah, we've talked about it quite a bit, actually, because Adelaide ended up winning the ABL last year, so he's brought it up a couple of times that we couldn't finish it off, so it's been good.
What's your firing back at him? You got anything?
I have nothing. I mean, they won it. I got nothing. they deserve it.
You also talk about how you're from Pittsburgh. You pinched in the independent ranks with the Washington Wild Things, where you also, for a large majority of the time, did not allow runs. It's been a common theme throughout your career in the best of ways. Yeah. What was it like, though, pitching for the Washington Wild Things right nearby where you grew up in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it. It was about 40 minutes from my house, so I got to stay at home for one of the seasons. My parents got to come out and watch most of my games. I didn't know much about indie ball, but it's pretty good baseball. It's a lot better than I was thinking, and it was very enjoyable.
You're also a guy who did not start pitching until 2017, which was 3 years after you started college. What was that like, all of a sudden waking up one day and going, all right, time to go on the mound?
Yeah, I went to college playing third base, shortstop, always loved hitting. Thought that was going to be my route, and then just didn't really work out well. Tried out the mound, and it's been all for the best.
What was that transition like, going from a hitter at the plate to facing hitters on the mound?
It was a little different. I mean, I pitched a little bit in high school, so I kind of knew some of it, but it was definitely a little different trying to just different game.
And now we got a crowd. Abner Uribe's joined in, Christian Mejias joined in, Harold Serino as well. But what's it been like so far being with the Shuckers and being in the clubhouse with these guys? As you now have a camera crew, Jason Lopez has joined in as well.
I mean, this is what it's about. It's a really good group of guys. They're really funny. We have a good time every day. So, like I said, it's been so much fun.
Oh, my God. Nice guy.
James, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview, joined by the rest of the Shuckers clubhouse and a camera crew. The Biloxi Shuckers get going at 11:05 with the first pitch against the Trash Pandas.